After more than 110 years of showing art in a Chestnut Hill mansion, Philadelphia's Woodmere Museum is expanding into a second mansion this weekend. As WHYY's Peter Crimmins tells us, the museum is more than doubling its capacity to exhibit artwork.
Now renamed McGuire Hall, the 19th century mansion two blocks down Germantown Avenue from the original Woodmere Museum has 14 rooms, all of them dedicated to Philadelphia artists past to present, floor to ceiling.
This entrance hall gallery is mostly abstract painting by living artists in Philadelphia.
William Valerio is the director and CEO of the Woodmere. He put as much art as possible inside McGuire Hall's 17,000 square feet. Its walls, stairwells, even the hallway to the bathroom are displayed with over 500 pieces of artwork.
This is a Victorian house. It would have been ornamented from floor to ceiling, and a big part of what we wanted to create was the experience of a historic house of that time and the way art would have been shown in a house like this.
The original Victorian wood paneling remains, but they're paired with Art Deco light fixtures that were salvaged from the old Boyd Theater in Center City. The art ranges from house murals by Violet Oakley, modernist abstraction by Arthur Carles, Pennsylvania Impressionism by Walter Schofield, and jewelry by Henry David. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.